Now, do your children live in this town, or have they moved
away? I have one son here. I had two sons here, but one died, I told you.
Right.
His wife's still here. She's just like a daughter to me. She's awful sweet. And then my son lives over here. But my two daughters live in Grantsville.
Okay. Which direction's that?
It's out by Twilla. It's nine miles from Twilla. They live out there.
Okay. And then did any of them move out of the state?
No.
Well, that's nice. No one's too far away.
No.
Then, maybe you could tell me a little bit about, your husband worked up in the mines, right? Uh-huh. Now, maybe you could tell me a little about what that was like for him, or maybe the things he told you about what went on there.
Well, he liked the mines. Of course, in the latter years, he ran the hoist. He was on top. He didn't go down the hole. But it seems like once they go down in the mines, they kind of like it. It's kind of interesting, but
right.
I know I went down the mines once, and I said, I don't even know how they work down there. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But then...
How was it horrible?
Well, it's dark and moist, and you had to wear lights. They had to wear those polaroid lamps, and
mm-hmm.
caps, and you didn't wear a hardy. You know where you was going half the time. They had tunnels. Where they worked in the tunnels and hauled the ore out in the ore cars and dumped them, drilled.
Now, was it dangerous?
Well, yeah, a lot of it was dangerous. It wasn't, there has been a few killed in the mine, but not too many. It's not as dangerous as the coal mine, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
It was dangerous, yeah.
So what kind of clothes did he wear to work?
Just old work clothes, things you could wash.
Were they hard to wash?
Well, you had to kind of wash them, by themselves. They wasn't too good to wash.
But you managed?
Yes, we managed. Yeah.
Now, I noticed when I came into town, is there a little museum down
here
in town?
Yes, we have a museum.
Okay, what's in there? I was thinking I might
all
go.
All different things, there. They have depot days up here, they call it, once a year. And a lot of people come here and then they take these bus trips, and they take you up to all these mines and all over.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. You ought to come up sometimes and go on them trips. There are a lot of people from the valley come up here to go on them trips.
They take you like in a van or something?
They in a school bus. They take the school bus and take all the people that wants to go on these trips. And then they have a museum down here with different kinds of mining stuff and, people that mine. Well, they got a lot of different stuff, really. It's quite interesting.
That's great.
They have it once a year. They call it Depot Days.
Is that in the summertime?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. I need to just fill out.
I can remember.
Were you born in Eureka?
I was born in Eureka.
Okay. And then, where was your mother was born in England?
Uh-huh. She was born in England.
And where was your father born?
Goshen.
Goshen, that's right. And do you know much about their education?
No, I don't know too much about their education.
Okay, so.
I don't know how far they really went to school.
Okay. And then, your father, was he a miner?
Uh-huh.
Okay, a gold miner?
Yeah, he worked up here in the mines, too.
And then did your mother work at home?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you know where... So your mother's parents were born in England, is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And do you know what they did for a living?
I really don't, but they came over here. And they lived in California for a while.
Mm.
And then they moved up here to Mammoth.